Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Justin, the black boxes have been located following the helicopter plane collision over the Potomac River that left 67 people dead. That is, President Trump continues to blame the Biden administration for the Washington, D.C. crash that happened in the first days of his presidency. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
President Trump is claiming without any evidence that Democrats' diversity programs are to blame for the tragedy. But Trump also acknowledged he doesn't know if the air traffic controllers made any mistakes. Former President Biden's Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg responding, despicable, saying as families grieve, Trump should be leading, not lying. We put safety first. Democratic lawmakers say Trump owes the public an apology.
President Trump planning to slap those 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada as soon as tomorrow. The move could raise prices on everything from pickup trucks to guacamole dip. Three more hostages expected to be released tomorrow by Hamas militants in Gaza. This is ABC News. The FAA giving the okay to a new drug that experts say can help with acute pain, but will not be addictive. They say the Journavx works by blocking pain signals at the source instead of in the brain. It costs $15 a pill, too. Investigators in Texas now say a huge gas explosion near Houston last year was no accident.
It was September 16th in the town of Deer Park.
The house started shaking.
The above-ground natural gas pipeline near Diane Hutto's home had been struck by an SUV, and there was a massive explosion.
All I could do was run. Just run.
The driver of the SUV, Jonathan McAvoy, was killed, and the fire resulting from the blast burned for days. The medical examiner has learned that McAvoy had attempted suicide before. The ME says that on September 16th, he was successful. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Search teams in Japan are still trying to find a driver whose truck was swallowed by a sinkhole on Tuesday. The hole has been getting bigger. It's now the size of an Olympic swimming pool. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Did you know that you can show off your school spirit with products from the Creative Outlet in Richland Center? We currently have custom scrapbooking products on hand for 28 different clubs, professional teams, and area school districts. We also have many school shirts consigned in our clothing area. Celebrate your school spirit with products purchased at the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center, or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items, from beautiful candles to stunning metal art. TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, your trusted partner for all things auto body repair. We provide exceptional service and quality repairs, ensuring your vehicle gets the care it deserves. Our free loaners keep you on the move, so you're never inconvenienced. With a strong reputation for excellence, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is the name you can rely on. Visit us today and experience top-notch service. Call us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscobel.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this. Frederick the Great, who ruled Prussia from 1740 to 1786, was widely known as an agnostic. One night, with members of his staff gathered around him, the king began making crude jokes about the Son of God. General von Zeeland, a devout believer, finally arose and solemnly addressed the king. "Sire, you know I have not feared death. You know I have fought for you in 38 battles, and 38 battles I have won. I am an old man, and I shall soon go into the presence of the one greater than thou, the mighty God, who saved me from my sin, the Lord Jesus Christ, whom you are blaspheming against. Sire, I can't stand to hear my Savior spoken of as thou hast spoken of him. I salute thee, sire, as an old man who loves the Savior on the edge of eternity." Finally, the king responded with a voice that shook. He said, "General von Zeeland, I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon." Acts 18:9 says, "Be not afraid, but speak, and hold not thy peace." Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're watching an area of moisture just to the south and southeast of our region, part of a low-pressure system centered near St. Louis. Some light drizzle and rain being reported up to about the Wisconsin-Illinois border. That'll be sweeping over toward Racine and Kenosha this morning and mostly missing us. There's some areas of fog just on the north edge of that, which could creep into southern Grant and parts of Iowa County this morning. So a dense fog advisory for those two counties until 9 o'clock today. Otherwise, not quite as warm as yesterday with the north wind flow, but still above normal. We should see cloudy weather tomorrow as the next low-pressure system sweeps across the northern plains. This will spread snow across Minnesota tomorrow afternoon into northwest Wisconsin by tomorrow evening. We'll probably just have a few snow showers around here tomorrow night. Then as warmer air comes in, that'll turn over to a little bit of light rain or drizzle on Sunday. A trailing cold front could bring us a bit of light snow Sunday night into early Monday. Colder conditions early next week before the next weather system moves in by Tuesday night into Wednesday with some more precipitation. So today, look for a chance of fog in the southern part of the region early. Otherwise, decreasing clouds, high temperature at 43, north and northeast wind at 8 to 16 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, falling to 19. Tomorrow, the clouds thicken and breezy with a high of 34, east wind turning southeast around 15. Saturday night, cloudy with a 50% chance of patchy light snow, sleet and freezing drizzle, low in the upper 20s. Sunday, mostly cloudy and warmer, patchy drizzle possible, high at 47, chance of light snow Sunday night. Monday, breezy and cooler with cloud cover, maybe some flurries, high of 30. And Tuesday, mostly cloudy, high 28, chance of light snow Tuesday night. And a light wintry mix may be becoming rain on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank.
Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, we're at 37 degrees. Yesterday, we broke a record that went back to 1988. 58 was our high temperature. The record high for this day, January 31st, 59 in 1989. Record low, 35 below zero in 1996. And we matched it in 2019. Last year's high was 45 and the low, 32. Sunset will occur at 12 minutes after 5 this afternoon. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 7:18. Right now, a little bit of a breeze from the east at 2 miles per hour. Barometer at 29.75. No precipitation today. It's partly cloudy and 37 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Coming up, a recap of action last night in wrestling and basketball. Details coming up as well on state sports. Mike Clemens will phone in as well. Our update today is sponsored by Hillsborough Equipment, servicing any make and model, and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers in Richland Center, hoping to make your Valentine's Day a special day this year.
Surprise the love of your life with a Valentine's Day gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Choose from stunning rose bouquets, beautiful flower arrangements, box chocolates, candy bouquets, blooming plants, and so much more. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. Valentine's Day is February 14th. Order early for the best selection. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, your Valentine headquarters. Open Saturday for your convenience.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. Ithaca Weston went 4-1 at the Ridge and Rivers Conference wrestling duels last night as the teams wrestled their dual meets in one night. DeSoto defeated the Bulldogs by a score of 48-30 in the first match. Ithaca Weston went on to win 57-18 over Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, 48-28 over North Crawford Seneca, 52-12 over Pecatonica Argyle, and 48-12 over River Ridge. DeSoto won the event, going 5-0. After their win against Ithaca Weston, they defeated Lafarge Youth Initiative 57-24, 48-35 over North Crawford Seneca, 54-15 against Pecatonica Argyle, and 66-6 over River Ridge. Also in sports from last night on the courts, it was Platteville getting the win against Richland Center for the second time this season. Thursday night at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, the Hillmen hit 13 three-point baskets and improved to 6-0 in the league, 12-4 overall with an 84-48 win. The Hornets dipped to 8-9 overall and 2-4 in the conference. Two first-half scoring runs of 11-0 and 17-0 catapulted the Hillmen to a 43-20 halftime lead. Richland Center was led in scoring by Wes Bosworth with 12, Liam Fingerson and Garrison Weiss both added 11, Jaden Shep 7, Kaizen Schwitzenberg added 4, and Brady Dosh 3. The Hornets made 2 three-pointers and shot 8-for-12 from the line. Platteville had 5 players score in double figures: Lucas Ludlam with 17, Jonah Vorwald 16, Myron Ryder had 13, Nathan Mum 10, Eli Langmeyer 10. The team shot 3-for-9 from the line. The Hillmen won the JV1 game 63-36 over the Hornets. Following the 84-48 varsity win, Platteville will prepare to host Monona Grove on Saturday. Richland Center will entertain Westby on Tuesday night. Elsewhere in boys basketball, Lancaster over River Valley, 72-54. Dodgeville, 78. Prairie du Chien, 65. Potosi defeated Highland, a good Six Rivers game, 65-56. River Ridge over Cassville, 61-36. Argyle, 63. Pecatonica, 59. Scholesburg, 69. Benton, 56. And Reedsburg, 67-63 over Sauk Prairie. In girls basketball, Ithaca claimed victory at home against North Crawford, 58-42. It was also a win last night for Wazika Steuben over DeSoto, 58-51. In the SWAL, Cuba City 89, Riverdale 39, Mineral Point 71, Boscobel 22. It was Fenimore 57, Southwestern 50, Scholesburg 55-35 over Highland. Hillsboro beat Wanewoc Center 53-37, Viroqua 67, GET 36. It was a win for Darlington over Iowa Grant 58-35, Reedsburg 59, Portage 21, and Westfield beat Baraboo 84-40, the final score. Games and events tonight. First of all, a wrestling outing. River Valley at Richland Center tonight in dual meet wrestling. It will get underway at 7 o'clock. It's a featured senior night, special night for the Richland Center wrestling team. There will be JV matches, girls wrestling matches, and the varsity boys will meet tonight with River Valley traveling to Richland Center in dual meet wrestling. Girls basketball, Richland Center's on the road at Lancaster. Dodgeville is at Platteville. Prairie du Chien at River Valley. Boys basketball, Portage at Baraboo, Cuba City at Fenimore, Boscobel at Iowa Grant, Darlington visits Mineral Point, Southwestern at Riverdale, Westby at Arcadia, Viroqua at Black River Falls, Royal at New Lisbon. In the Ridge End Valley, DeSoto at Wazika Steuben, Seneca at North Crawford, Kickapoo at Lafarge, and Weston at Ithaca. That will be our featured game tonight. The Silver Eagles playing at the Ithaca Bulldogs. Pregame time around 7:15. Bowling scores from the Coffee Clutch League, series high, spare parts, with a 17-94, three aces, 17-91, pin pals, 16-76. High game honors, three aces, 636 and a 617, the ILK team, a 613. Marlene Gary had the top series, 475, Cheryl McNerlin, 464, Judy Shireman, 454. Cheryl McNerlin had a 179 game, Marlene Gary, 168, and Alma Manning, a 167 in the Coffee Clutch League. All-Star Bowling last night, Advance Pump and Well, 2834, TKO Barbecue, a 2807, Turbo's Bar and Grill, a 2775. Advance Pump and Well, 1031 High Game, TKO Barbecue, 1009, and the Misfits, a 978. Top series, Jason Gerner, a 694, Marty Johnson, a 682, Scott Oman, a 672. Scott Oman had the game honors, 269 for a high. Jason Gerner, runner-up, a 258, and Marty Johnson with a 256 was the third best game on the night. The city tournament has now come to an end. The city tournament, bowling for all bowlers in the leagues, the Phoenix Center, held once a year. The tournament concluded this past weekend. The handicap team event in the Open Division, Premier Co-op at 2863, Julie Karen State Farm 2832, Cardinal CG a 2799. In the Women's Division, the handicap team event, Rightwell Shell with a 2434, Rightway taking the honors, Ramada 2377, and Goplin Insurance a 2285. In the handicap doubles event, it was Ryder Cannon and Ashton Sickman with a 15-21, Casey Owen and Chris Gerber with a 1501, Ken Nix Sr. and Ken Nix Jr. combined for a 1485. In the women's handicap doubles event, Crystal Adams and Jamie Parr with a 1218, Judy Skelly and Patricia Lebanski 1161, Crystal Ledbury and Kelly Stibbe with 1148s. The handicap singles event, Patrick Parr 788, Jake Morris 781, and a 780 for Adam Wilson. In the women's results, Lacey Pode, 634, Crystal Ledbury, a 626, Susan Stibbe, a 622. In the handicap event for all events, Ken Nick Sr. at 22.79, Jake Morris at 22.56, Patrick Parr at 22.32. Handicap all events for the women, Patricia Labansky, 18.58, Lacey Pode, 18.03, Crystal Adams, a 17.79. The scratch singles event, Jake Morris with a 709 took the honors, Steve Olson, a 6.63, Jeff Seckman, a 6.39. The scratch event for all events, Steve Olson, 1981, Jason Gerner, 1966, and Todd Gruber, a 1959. Congratulations to all that took part in the 2025 City Tournament at the Phoenix Center. On the state scene, the Bucks get back to action tonight. They'll be doing battle as they head out and about to San Antonio. The Wisconsin men's hockey team will be in action at Minnesota this weekend. The Wisconsin women at Minnesota Duluth. And the Badger men's basketball team gets ready for action tomorrow. They will play at Northwestern. UConn will be at Marquette as well. Standouts Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard will represent the Milwaukee Bucks again in this year's NBA All-Star Game. Lillard will be a reserve. He's been with Milwaukee for two seasons and has made it to the midseason event twice. The veteran guard has averaged 25 points, 7 assists, and almost 5 rebounds a game, shooting 45% from the floor. This is WRCO Sports.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
It's time to talk sports with Mike Clemens as we look at the state scene. Hey, Mike, you're headed out and about to the Super Bowl. Can I be your carry-on or not?
If you can fit in the overhead bin,
no,
sure.
I can't. I'm sorry. So how good are these Eagles?
Yeah, you know, the Washington Commanders, this year's Cinderella team, right? I mean, it was the Packers were that team last year. They come out and they win the toss. They march down the field, an 18-play drive, about 7 minutes off the clock, but then they get stopped by that Eagles defense that kick a field goal, and they're up 3-0 there in Philly. The Eagles line up. They get the ball at the 40, and in the huddle, the first play they call is the Saquon Barkley, and we find out afterwards it was a trick play. They used a signal that they had used against the Commanders' previous meetings, and yet they did a completely different play, and it went to the left. Saquon gets off tackle, and all of a sudden, boom, he's gone. 60-yard run on the first play of the game. So, you know, when I think about preparing to what this Eagles team has turned into this year when the Packers went out there, well, you think of Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts at quarterback, a running quarterback, O.J. Brown, big offensive line, Kellen Moore as offensive coordinator. He might be interviewed by the Saints as a head coach. Vic Fangio, you know, great defensive coordinator that's been through the league. Jalen Carter, who's just huge on the defensive line, and Zach Bond from the Wisconsin Badgers. Oren Burks, a former Packer. It just goes on and on. It's like, oh, yeah, Nick Sirianni, he's a head coach. You know? And it's when they pull off plays like that that you realize he's put that thing all back together after they lost 5 or 6 games in a row last year and were 1-and-done in the playoffs. So they're a really tough team.
Well, the Chiefs beat the Bills 32-29. I'm sensing a lot of Chiefs fatigue nationwide. Are you feeling that or not?
Well, people, you know, say to me, who do you think's going to win, or are you pulling for somebody? And, you know, I'm not necessarily a Packers fan. I work for Packers fans, and I would think Packers fan would say, I don't want to see the Chiefs win 3 in a row. You know, we're trying to hang on to as much Lombardi magic as we can until maybe some other coach comes along to Green Bay. But, you know, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick went out and got 7 rings together and was it 9 trips to the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Coach Lombardi won the first 2. He won three National Football League championships in a row in the 60s. But to win three Super Bowls, no one's ever done that. So that's one thing I think you'd be thinking about. And for the Buffalo Bills, you know, for the Bills fans, I would have loved to have seen a Commanders versus Bills Super Bowl, because both those fan groups, you know, have waited so long, yeah. especially the Bills. I don't understand that when they keep on using Josh Allen as a running back. Now, you know, he's been in the pocket more, but some of those fourth and ones where they're trying to get him in there, it's hard to explain. But you know what? On the last play of the game for the Bills, they're marching down the field and they had a fourth down. You didn't see this in the replay of the game. It wasn't until afterwards that I watched the game later. That last pass that he's got to his number three tight end, Dalton Kincaid, actually, Allen was under pressure and like on one leg and in the air about to get sacked. He got sacked on that play. He basically was just, it's fourth down. It's the end of the game. He kind of threw it up like a punt. I'm not even sure if he even knew that Kincaid was there. But if Kincaid had managed to catch that pass, it came off his fingertips, it would have been one of the all-time great plays in AFC Championship history. But that's the way it goes, and now Patrick Mahomes got a chance to three-peat this week.
There's been some Packer news this week, Mike.
Yeah, you know, Phil, last night I was thinking, gee, I don't have any games to talk about tomorrow morning on Phil's show, and then I realized I don't have to. There's a lot of little things that are going on that can be kind of significant. First of all, Rich Bisaccia, the Packers special teams coordinator, got a two-year extension. And I think some people were thinking special teams wasn't that much more special this year. But I'm here to tell you, he's a great coach. He's a detailed coach. He knows stuff backwards and forwards. He's been in the league 25 years. And sometimes I wonder if this past year's special teams was more indicative of the depth of the roster. Like, you know, guys like Robert Rochelle, a guy that had been drafted by the Rams, ended up being a special teams player, a defensive back, didn't get renewed, got picked up by Green Bay, and he, like, against the Dolphins, made a huge play. There was a punt. Dolphins returner muffed it. He was able to get in there, recover it on a horrible day, by the way. He'd lost two friends that had been shot in some sort of violent event, guys that he knew when he was a kid. And then, you know, a couple weeks later, he's the first one down the field on kick coverage against the Bears, and the Bears ran that fake return where D.J. Moore looked like he had the ball, but actually the other guy did and ran for a 94-yard touchdown. I don't know if you can blame that on Bisaccia. He took the blame for it, saying, yeah, I probably should have pulled out that Devin Hester play from, 15 years ago where they did the same thing to the Packers, only, got called back because of a penalty. But Bisaccia is also, he's Matt LaFleur's right-hand man. He's actually named assistant head coach in the last contract. And I've asked Bisaccia about this, and he confirmed it. Lately in the last year or two now, LaFleur, when offense comes off the field, he will go talk to Jordan Love, the receivers coach, guys on the bench for the next couple of plays as he sort of scripts the next series, and Bisaccia then takes over the game. He's right there on the sidelines making the calls, penalties, checking the substitutions of the defense. Jeff Hafley, defensive coordinator, he's upstairs. So that's how much, LaFleur counts on Rich Bisaccia. That's why he got the extension.
A couple other things before we let you go. The Brewers losing Wade Miley. He's been kind of a workhorse for the Brewers, hasn't he?
He certainly has. Pat Murphy loved him and was so sad that, he was out there. There was one game where he went a whole four innings and had this arm stiffness. He had to undergo Tommy John surgery. He won't be ready until May. I'm guessing, I don't know if I missed the part where, the Brewers just did not renew him or he didn't come back. And, Wade Miley, a lefty, a veteran, 38 years old, he's done two stints with the Brewers. He's going back to the Reds where he'd been before. It's a minor league deal, but they signed him for $2.5 million. So they think he could be there for them in the second half of the season once he comes back from Tommy John's. And a veteran, he helps out the younger players as well. So, you know, tough guy to lose that way. Wade Miley might be a pitching coach someday. We'll find out.
Mm-hmm. The Badger men trying to bounce back. That was a tough loss the other night.
Yeah, they lose to unranked Maryland, 76-68. And, you know, Greg Gard was talking about they just, you know, we're a more physical team, so they're going to have to pick it up. They're on the road tomorrow at Northwestern. That's a Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. And, you know, one guy said to Greg Gard, you know, you kind of have this rhythm where you get off to these great starts, and about this time of year, January, February, you know, heading into March Madness, you start going into this losing slump, you know, against this Big Ten schedule. And Gard kind of snapped back at the reporter and said, I don't talk about last year's. You know that. I only talk about what's at hand right now, and I think we've got a, you know, good team. This is one loss, et cetera. But that's something to keep an eye on. So they play at Northwestern, taking on the Wildcats tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock.
Sounds good. We got to jump off. We'll talk to you again soon, Mike. Thanks a lot.
Okay, have a good weekend. I'll talk to you from New Orleans next week.
Hey, can't wait, buddy. Have fun. Bye-bye. Yep. That's Mike Clemens on WRCO Sports.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different. Distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80, Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Remember all those record albums you used to own? You can have that collection again. Mastodon Records in Richland Center can help you find your favorite music. They have new albums by current artists, and you can always special order. Record collecting is a great hobby for youngsters. Mastodon Records can set you up with a turntable from all price ranges. Mastodon Records is located at Okooch Books and Libations in downtown Richland Center. They are even open on Sundays from 10:30 until 2. Start your record year with Mastodon Records. Coming up, another edition of the Paul Harvey Rest of the Story program, our regular features. We'll take a look at a few brand new releases as well on Fresh from the Country. And our trivia question of the day is right around the bend.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Does J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center do more than just gifts? You bet. We do full custom laser engraving on most metal items, custom engraving on knives, ID marking your tools, custom motorcycle parts, belt buckles, metal water bottles, wedding servers, dog tags, turn bracelets, or anything you can think of. Whether it's a gift or you need something for your business or something for yourself, J.J. Walsh Jewelers can help you design and permanently personalize your metal items. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, your diamond jeweler.
Coming up fresh from the country on WRCO, brand new releases. And we kick it off with a brand new one from Morgan Wallen.
Ooh.
can't remember the last time you looked as happy as you did tonight. Your tipsy friend grabbed that bartender, gave him a phone and pulled us over there with him. He counted to three, and baby, I haven't seen a side of you in forever. And I hate it's the truth, but baby, you never do when we're alone together. It was good to see you smile. Girl, you know. Worth a thousand words, but you ain't said one since you woke up. Silly me, thinking we could make it work. Can you blame me for getting my hopes up? You know it took me right back to how it used to be. And baby, seeing us like that is still a little bittersweet. But it was good.
Selling briskly for a Camp Randall performance for him this year. That's pretty cool. We have some fresh in the country to offer you this morning on WRCO Radio. Right now, a vintage Paul Harvey program sponsored by Dairy Hardware in Spring Green.
Now, the rest of the story. And you and I are going to visit a period of lawlessness in Chicago's history. Remarkable even for that raucous, rough-and-tumble town. In fact, Chicago's mayor was facing the toughest decision that a civic leader of his rank can make, although he hardly had a choice. It was either hand over his city to the hooligans or tell his policemen, shoot to kill. And that is what the mayor did. Anyone you catch in the act of arson, he ordered, shoot to kill. Well, the police followed those orders dramatically. There was much shooting, much killing. There was also much arson, more than the newspapers could ever have reported and still have space left for the obituaries. A plague of purposeful fire-starting, incendiarism, as it's called, and a plague such as Chicago had never seen. So, the order sustained, shoot to kill. A young boy was seen setting fire to a building on 32nd Street. He was shot, died instantly. Not far away on the corner of 32nd and State, another firebug was discovered torching a building. He, too, was shot dead. And then there were two men attempting to torch a Jesuit church on the west side. They were not shot fleeing. They were stood up against a wall and gunned down, St. Valentine's Day massacre style. Only a handful of instances amid the officially innumerable. And the mayor remained confident that his shoot-to-kill policy was justified, inasmuch as an arsonist is a potential murderer. But in spite of that ultimately harsh response, the incendiarism continued for days, and finally Chicago's mayor threw up his hands. Law enforcement officials could not shoot to kill fast enough to stop the firebugs. They would need the support of a national military force. Well, Illinois' governor learned that the mayor of Chicago had turned his town over to the army, the federal army. He, the governor, was furious. The state could take care of its own problems, the governor says. But nobody wonders, could anything but federal martial law have held Chicago together through that most trying time in the turbulent city's history? You may have been reminded of this retelling of Mayor Daley's Chicago when the father of the current mayor, what had it been 40 years ago now, when he, in the wake of riots, ordered shoot to kill any arsonist, remember? But the mayor you've just met was Chicago's mayor 140 years ago. Mayor Mason, who faced that city's most extensive ever outbreak of arson. And what triggered it is most amazing of all. You remember the Great Chicago Fire of 1871, a blaze so devastating that it left only a handful of structures standing? Well, it was in the immediate aftermath, after that conflagration had diminished thousands of acres to smoldering rubble, it was after that that hysterical survivors, men and women, even children, took to the streets of Chicago for days on end, day after day, night after night, madly and inexplicably setting fire to the few pathetic buildings that remained. And though we cannot imagine why, at least now, history knows the rest of the story.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Our Friday morning update continues on WRCO Radio. The trivia question of the day is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Your chance to sample some goodies there. In the mid-1990s, 50% of American adults did this every morning. Now, it is 64%. What could it be? In the mid-1990s, 50% of American adults did this every morning. Now it's up to 64%. 608-647-4155. That's the trivia hotline.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different. Distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Our winner today is Vicki Olson. Nice job. The most common answer on the phone line today was exercise, but not right. The mid-1990s, 50% of American adults did this every morning. Now it's up to 64%. That would be drinking coffee or consuming coffee on a daily basis. There you go. There are more opportunities to get coffee, that's for sure. And you know, most of the time anymore, it's not just black coffee. It's all kinds of fancy frills and, you know, lattes and whatever. But, yeah, Vicki knew the right answer. Tell you what, coffee is really good with those Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe cookies. I'm a dunker. And that's what coffee is really good for. Keep listening for your chance to win on WRCO. The trivia question of the day is sponsored by Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options. Quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Fresh from the country and WRCO, the brand new one from Dylan Schneider. It's called Better Than You Left Me.
I was three sheets to the wind, so hung up on where you've been. Looked for you when I walked in every bar on Broadway. You had me drowning in Jack, feeling like that empty glass sheet. I finally hit that bar. Friday night, put the good in your goodbye. Pick me up like angels do.
just me. She walked in on Friday night, put the gun in your goodbye, picked me up like angels do, and thanks to you she gets me better than you left me, yeah, better than you left me, better than you left me.
Brand new from Dylan Schneider on Fresh from the Country. This song wins the award for the biggest mover on the chart this week. It's Ella Langley and a song that has moved up 8 spots this week. It's called Weren't for the Wind. From Ella Langley, big mover on the charts into the top 40 this week with It Weren't for the Wind. Fresh on the Country is sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Simpsons Tractor in Richland Center is saying thank you with their Customer Appreciation Days, February 17th through the 22nd. Stop in and enjoy 20% off all parts during the event. And don't miss out on a delicious treat. Richland Lockers barbecue pork sandwiches available for all customers. Mark your calendar and join the celebration at Simpsons Tractor in Richland Center, February 17th through the 22nd. See you there.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
Learn about English Prairie Distillery on our morning show today between 9 and 10. Among the highlights this morning, we look forward to that. The top five most country played songs across the land. Dylan Marlowe, Dylan Scott, number five with Boys Back Home. Lainey Wilson, 4x4 by You is at number four. Jordan Davis, I Ain't Sayin' at number three. Jelly Roll and Liar at number two. And the number one tune this week, here he is again, Morgan Wallen. And love somebody.
Rumors going all over town. Can't keep my name out the mouth these days. Yeah, they say. I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel it kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Like they tend to be. Yeah. I need someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes that just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights, even when she's up against me. I don't know why it feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty. I just wanna love someone.
Number one this week from Morgan Wallen. This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy. Thanks for joining us for Fresh from the Country, sponsored by Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance. Up next, our update at 9 from ABC, sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 34 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A significant step in the search for answers in the plane-helicopter collision over the Potomac River. Here's ABC Transportation Correspondent Gio Benitez.
The black boxes from the American Airlines plane, transported in the same water they were pulled from to preserve the integrity of the recordings, now in the hands of the NTSB for evaluation. An early focus for the investigation, the flight path of the helicopter. Preliminary data showing it was flying at about 350 feet when it should have been under 200.
67 people were killed in that crash, 40 bodies found so far. Divers are